Sleeping Beauty by Ross MacDonald. Dedication to Eudora Welty. Chapter 1. I flew home from Mazatlan on a Wednesday afternoon. As we approached Los Angeles, the Mexicana plane dropped low over the sea, and I caught my first glimpse of the oil spill. It lay on the blue water off Pacific Point in a free-form slick that seemed miles wide and many miles long. An offshore oil platform stood up out of its windward end like the metal handle of a dagger that had stabbed the world and made it spill black blood. The flight steward came along the aisle, making sure that we were ready to land. I asked him what had happened to the ocean. His hands and shoulders made a south-of-the-border gesture which alluded to the carelessness of Anglos. "She blew out Monday." He leaned across me and looked down past the wing. "She's worse today than she was yesterday. Fasten your seatbelt, senor. We'll be landing in 5 minutes." I bought a paper at International Airport. The oil spill was front-page news. A vice president of the oil company that owned the offshore platform, a man named Jack Lennox, predicted that the spill would be controlled within 24 hours. Jack Lennox was a good-looking man, if you could judge by his picture, but there was no way to know whether he was telling the truth. Pacific Point was one of my favorite places on the coast. As I made my way out to the airport parking lot, the oil spill threatening the city's beaches floated like a depression just over the horizon of my mind. Instead of driving home to West Los Angeles, I turned south along the coast to Pacific Point. The sun was low when I got there. From the hill above the harbor, I could see the enormous slick spreading like premature night across the sea. At its nearest, it was perhaps 1,000 yards out, well beyond the dark brown kelp beds which formed a natural barrier off.